Our sound of the day, we'll just skip right ahead, comes from my colleague Ross Reynolds. He's in Germany on a journalism fellowship, and he sends us this essay from a square in Dresden.
It feels like a theme park in the city center of Dresden. The beautiful churches, topped by golden statues, spectacular concert halls, cobblestone squares ringed by bustling restaurants and street performers. The Saxon kings made Dresden their capital. It's been called the Jewel Box because of its elegant architecture and lovely setting on the Elbe River. But these beautiful buildings are actually relatively new. A lot of this was rubble as recently as 1993. The spectacular Gothic dome of Our Church of the Lady, the Frauenkirche, was a heap of stones. That's because in 1945, in the waning days of World War II, as Allied soldiers swept across Germany, British and U.S. bombers destroyed the center of Dresden. They set off a firestorm that consumed the city and killed an estimated 50,000 people. Kurt Vonnegut was a prisoner of war in Dresden at the time. He wrote a fictionalized account of the bombing in his novel, Slaughterhouse-Five. After World War II, Dresden was part of East Germany. The communists saved and preserved the art, but rebuilding the Frauenkirche and other beautiful buildings destroyed in the bombing was beyond their means or their interest. In 1989, communism fell, East and West Germany were reunified, and slowly the city was rebuilt. The Frauenkirche was not finished until 2008. And today, as you crane your neck back to see the top of the church, you notice many of those stones are black. They were scorched by the firebombing and then painstakingly added back during the reconstruction as a reminder of that horrible night of devastation in 1945. But on a quiet morning, as the church bells ring, you can almost forget. I'm Ross Reynolds in Dresden.
We'll hear more from Ross from Germany throughout the week here on The Record on KUOW.